This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Signs. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Signs. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the world championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking as we head back to the United Kingdom to catch up with Neil Eddy, who's in Cornwall. Neil, welcome onto the podcast. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Neil, you've mentioned in our previous chats the swim background that you come from, and you're a very strong runner as well. What would you say about your bike?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it's a weak discipline, but it's certainly something I've had to work a little bit harder on. And sometimes that can be a bit of a game changer for me, and actually trying to just improve my bike. So even if I can just get the run that I know is within me out on race day.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not weak, but the other two are so strong that it's definitely weaker than the other two. But it's definitely not bad, I can tell you that much. What are some of the, things you've done over the years that you think has really improved your bike performance?
Well, I only started racing longer course races, sort of 2016-ish, or certainly 70.3s. And before that, Olympic distance, actually, I had quite a strong bike leg. And I used to be more of a swim biker when I first started out as a triathlete. And the running was certainly something I had to improve on. But it's always nice having something to be able to improve on, because that's something then you enjoy looking at. You know, swimming sometimes, because I'm not trying to improve too much at something, can kind of sort of be the one that's a bit more tedious to do. Whereas when you're trying to improve at something, you've got something that you're really trying to focus on. So the bike was just kind of trying to build up those longer race pace efforts, and being able to sustain a good power output on race day, really.
Amazing. As far as sort of handling skills, is that something that you've had to work on, or have you been pretty comfortable on the bike from the start?
I think I've always been pretty comfortable on the bike. I think I've always got to work on my time trial positioning a little bit, just to, you know, I had a few tweaks last year one way, which enabled me to run better off the bike, but actually I lost a bit of power on the bike, and the warning signs were there the month before when I wasn't sort of riding so well. But sometimes you can think that's just from training fatigue. So it's kind of, you need to balance out your position on the bike, but not compromising your run, and vice versa, really. So my bike handling's always been, I think, half decent, and it's certainly improved going away and training in the mountains in Mallorca, and following my coach and a few other people, and learning how to just descend a little bit better. And I'd say now as well, coming from Cornwall, because we live in quite a sort of a up and down sort of coastline and short, sharp hills, and it's always pretty windy, that, you know, that doesn't intimidate me come race day, you know, with those winds.
Yeah, I was going to mention the winds, and you said to me before we started recording that you actually like riding out as much as you can. You do stuff on the turbo and the indoor trainer, but if it was your choice, you would be outdoors, I'm sure. How do you balance that? Obviously, climate in the UK is not always conducive to riding outsides. How do you balance that?
Yeah, I've quite often used to suffering out in 4-hour rides in the rain and things. And I think once you get your kit on and get out there, as long as you've got the right amount of layers on it, it's not too bad. You know, there are some days you come back and you're pretty sapped, because your body's been trying to keep warm for the whole ride. But I don't mind doing short sessions on the turbo, you know, and sometimes actually that's more beneficial, because if you're doing a bit of max work and you're doing sort of 20 second sprints, 40 seconds easy, and you're doing that for 10 minutes, you know, it's certainly easier to do inside than it is outside. But I do find I can hold my numbers a lot easier outside than on the turbo, and I'm a bit of a fidget as well. So with high energy levels, so being outside on the bike kind of distracts me away from any other distractions that I might have in the house or in the garage if I'm indoors.
You mentioned where you live in Cornwall. It's a beautiful part of the world. Tell me about your favorite ride around there. Where do you love going?
We've got a great coastline around where I live. So it is little short, sharp hills, 15, 20% for, you know, a few hundred meters or 400 meters. But we can pretty much ride the whole coastline along. And then you're dropping down into sort of some coastline towns and things. So you kind of get that scenery as you come along. And sometimes you could be out in the middle of nowhere and there's not many people around on some of the country lanes. But yes, it's certainly, we've got the sea the whole way around the coast of Cornwall. So it's just following that around, really.
Sounds amazing. Neil, look forward to talking a little bit about your run, but we'll save that for next time out. Thanks for your time on the Kona Edge today.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. Cheers.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.